This is Fresh Air. Jazz singer Betty Carter began singing professionally in the mid-1940s in the Lionel Hampton Band, in which she was known as Betty Bebop Carter. The great Betty Carter is still very active in jazz, performing at clubs, concert halls, and festivals, and making new records. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he's a confirmed fan.
Tightly in your arms tonight. Say you love me, say you need me. Give my heart a thrill, or hurry please. Say you'll never stop. If it's love you want, then you can have all.
That's Betty Carter, recorded in the mid-1980s, slinking around a melody in her best modern manner. To me, Carter's the best jazz singer working now, and one of the great bebop improvisers on any instrument. She has a good new album out, appropriately titled It's Not About the Melody. But I'm more excited about a recent reissue of Carter's recordings from 1958 and 60.
All I've got is just a lot of romance for a guy like you. Although I'm sorry, I'm not denying, I'm trying to prove my love is true. It would please me if you squeeze me tightly in your arms tonight. Say you love me, say you need me. Give my heart a thrill of delight. Oh, honey, please say you'll never stop. If it's love you want, then you can have all I've got.
That tune is All I've Got by Diane Cole. The CD I Can't Help It on the Impulse label combines two of the earliest LPs Betty Carter made under her own name. Her voice was lighter then, and the tempos a little more varied than they are on her new album. She didn't stretch melodies quite as far as she does now, but even then she broke the old jazz singer's rule that says you're supposed to sing a tune straight before improvising on it. Carter could never wait that long.
You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Johnny, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you phone. Yeah, don't think I'm left alone singing the blues and crying. You treat
the settings Betty Carter appears in on these vintage recordings range from sextet to big band, sometimes with strings added. A couple of pieces are a little overblown, without slowing her down any, but a lot of them have the kind of crackle modern bebop often lacks.
By the bend of the river, where rushes are growing and waters are flowing far down to the sea, on a soft balmy tune I, in the shimmering moonlight, I know that my own true love is waiting for me. In the cool of the evening, when the shadows are falling, I can hear my love calling so softly to me, to the scent of the heaven.
That's By the Bend of the River, written by Clara Edwards. Betty Carter is one jazz woman who's given exposure to her sisters. Some of the arrangements here are by trombonist Melba Liston. Most of these performances have aged extremely well. Even an unintentionally hilarious manifesto from a time when jazz was falling out of favor, called Jazz Ain't Nothing But Soul. Jazz singing is making a comeback, in name at least. This year we've had major label debuts by Nina Freelon, Patricia Barber, and Vanessa Rubin, none of them worthy to hail Betty Carter a taxicab. Even Cassandra Wilson, at her best the most talented of younger jazz singers, falls far short when she tries to scat sing like Carter. Betty Carter is one of a kind, and that was as true in 1960 as it is now.
Making do with taters and grits, standing up each time you get hit. Jazz ain't nothing but soul. Jazz is living high off nickels and dimes, telling folks about what's on your mind. Jazz ain't nothing but soul. Trumpets, cusses, saxophone, rhythm.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator in New York. He wrote the discography for the new edition of The Jazz Book, published by Lawrence Hill. This is Fresh Air.